Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
OK, so I'll put a map of the proposed development up on the screen. You'll see it's bounded on the south side by the main road, which then goes on to Nunston. Another boundary is formed by London Road on the western side of the development. Inside the development, there'll be about 400 houses and three apartment blocks. There'll also be a school for children up to 11 years old. If you look at the south entrance at the bottom of the map, there's a road from there that goes right up through the development. The school will be on that road, at the corner of the second turning to the left. A large sports centre is planned with facilities for indoor and outdoor activities. This will be on the western side of the development, just below the road that branches off from London Road. There'll be a clinic where residents can go if they have any health problems. Can you see the lake towards the top of the map? The clinic will be just below this, to the right of a street of houses. There'll also be a community centre for people of all ages. On the northeast side of the development, there'll be a row of specially designed houses specifically for residents over 65, and the community centre will be adjoining this. We haven't forgotten about shopping. There'll be a supermarket between the two entrances to the development. We're planning to leave the three large trees near London Road, and it'll be just to the south of these. It's planned to have a playground for younger children. If you look at the road that goes up from the south entrance, you'll see it curves round to the left at the top, and the playground will be in that curve with nice views of the lake. OK, so now, does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.